I'm going to cross live to Washington because voting has started in the House of Representatives on impeaching Donald Trump. Simon, take us through what's happening.
Yes, absolutely, Ian. They have just started voting. They're doing it using their electronic devices after just over 2 hours of debate that was obviously at various points very impassioned. They have 14 and a half minutes left on the clock now to cast their votes. The debate wrapped up with Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland making a passionate plea with members of the House of Representatives to support the impeachment of Donald Trump, arguing that nothing less was at stake than the future of the American Republic. He quoted Abraham Lincoln, of course, the founder of the modern Republican Party, in his closing comments. But there was equal passion on display during the course of this debate from Republicans themselves, those standing by President Trump, of course, arguing that this is not a time for partisan and divides in America, arguing that the time is short for President Trump, of course, because he will be replaced in office by Joe Biden in exactly 1 week's time, arguing that nothing was going to be benefited as far as the nation was concerned by impeaching President Trump, because the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, over the last couple of hours, has made it clear that there will be no immediate trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, which of course is the next step after a president is impeached in the House of Representatives. So we're now waiting for the votes and critically waiting to see how many Republicans jump ship and abandon President Donald Trump. We know of at least half a dozen, led by Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who notably did not come onto the floor of the House of Representatives to make a speech. Congresswoman Cheney, of course, one of the daughters of former Vice President Dick Cheney. She has a leadership position in the House of Representatives among the Republican caucus. So very significant that she broke with the president last night. From the White House, we have heard very little today, apart from that statement that we brought you earlier from President Trump, finally urging his supporters to abandon any plans that the FBI says they are definitely developing to launch fresh violent attacks. In light of reports of more demonstrations, he wrote, and I think it's important to underscore that he wrote it rather than said it to the television cameras, "I urge that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for, and it is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers." We will have to see over the course of the next several days and weeks here whether that request by the president has any kind of impact on the plans that the FBI says have been laid for violent attacks to take place in all 50 states across the country following the attempted insurrection on Capitol Hill last week. 10 minutes left now in this voting process. There's no question of the outcome of this. Donald Trump is about to make history. He is about to become the first president of the United States ever to be impeached twice by the House of Representatives. The real question is how many Republicans switch sides. We can already see that in early votes that have been cast, 4 Republicans have switched sides at the moment. There are 85 votes in favor of impeachment, 80 against, but an awfully large number of members of Congress still to cast their votes. So we're going to keep an eye on this. We will obviously be looking out for reaction once this vote is over. And the result is confirmed. We expect to be hearing from Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, shortly after it is confirmed that President Trump has been impeached. We learned today that one of the insurrectionists arrested and facing charges connected to the events of last Wednesday had claimed to his followers on social media that he planned to shoot Nancy Pelosi in the head on live television, and police certainly are alleging that he was carrying the weaponry to Washington that would have given him the opportunity to do that had he come into close proximity of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. So it will be interesting to hear what she has to say, what the reaction will be from Republicans on Capitol Hill, and of course for any reaction from the White House. But as we head to the top of the hour, 95 votes now in favour of Donald Trump being impeached, 87 against. A handful of Republicans so far have switched sides and are backing the impeachment of President Trump. There are still 250 votes yet to be cast, and 8¾ minutes left for members of Congress to press the buttons on their machines and cast their vote. So okay. Maybe, Ian, after the news, we'll catch up and see where things stand.
Or we will come back to you in about 8½ minutes' time. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale.
Hello, very good evening. 9:03 is the time. We are going to talk about mental health in this hour, but let's quickly go back to Washington, D.C. to get the latest from Simon Marks on the vote in the House of Representatives. Simon?
Well, we are edging ever closer, Ian, to the moment when we will be able to say that for the first time in history, an American president has been impeached twice. The voting is underway on Capitol Hill. At the moment, 120 votes in favour of impeachment, 111 against. Critically, five members of the Republican caucus have crossed the floor and are voting with the Democrats on impeachment. We need to get to the point where 217 members of Congress have voted to impeach the president. That would be a majority in the House of Representatives, and that will be the point at which history is made here in Washington. And I must tell you, there is an extraordinary scene developing outside the Capitol building where, of course, as listeners of this program will remember, exactly 1 week ago, supporters of President Donald Trump were ransacking the building, the very cradle of American democracy. Now, hundreds of National Guard troops are taking up positions behind the 7-foot non-scalable fence that has been put in place surrounding the U.S. Congress building, and blast barriers ringing that fence. And it is an extraordinary show of force, the kind of thing we haven't seen on the streets of Washington since the immediate aftermath of the attacks on Washington and New York by Al-Qaeda, September the 11th, 2001. We've also just had a statement from the Biden-Harris transition team. The president-elect received today a briefing from senior FBI officials, the U.S. Secret Service, it says, and key members of Joe Biden's incoming national security team. It says that the challenge posed to the country, the threat of fresh violence in the coming days, not just in Washington, D.C., but in other parts of the country as well, is a challenge that the president-elect and his team take incredibly seriously. The incoming team, it says, is focused on laying the groundwork for a smooth handoff in power that will ensure continuous command and control across the homeland security and law enforcement components of the U.S. government. And it goes on to describe the transition of power from one administration to another as a touchstone of American democracy, and says President-elect Biden will now be receiving daily briefings on the security and operational preparations that are being put into place to make sure that the inauguration in exactly 1 week's time of Joe Biden, still due to take place outdoors on Capitol Hill next Wednesday at high noon here, 5 p.m. UK time, will take place in an atmosphere of security. But looking at these images that we're seeing of those National Guard troops gathering behind that fence, it's just the tip of the iceberg that we're going to be witnessing in the next few days, because we heard earlier today from Washington, D.C.'s police chief that by the time we get to Inauguration Day next Wednesday, 20,000 National Guard will be on deployment on the streets of Washington, D.C. That is four times the level of force protection that the U.S. military currently is deploying in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. And it gives you a sense, certainly, of what the intelligence agencies and law enforcement here in the United States fears could be coming in the days and weeks ahead. Time is running out here. For the last votes to come in. 142 votes in favour at the moment, 141 against, but don't let that mislead you. This is not going to be close by the time the final votes here are tabulated, with at least five Republicans crossing the aisle and joining the Democrats in support of the impeachment of President Donald Trump. We are, I think, can be 100% confident that President Trump inside the White House is watching all of this play out, television maven that he is. We've now got nine Republicans that have defected and are voting with the Democrats. I think at this point, anything more than a dozen Republicans would be viewed as a very, very serious problem for President Donald Trump, although this is not a man who I think reacts in a particularly predictable manner to what takes place on Capitol Hill. The Democrats had hoped they were going to be able to peel 20 members of the Republican caucus away and get them to back the impeachment of the president. But that gives you a sense of just how far events have moved here in Washington since the first impeachment of President Trump, which, of course, did not secure the backing of a single Republican in the House of Representatives, although at his trial in the Senate, Mitt Romney was the lone Republican who decided to cross the aisle and voted to convict President Trump on one of the two counts that he was facing in that procedure. So final votes still to come in, 149 in favour at the moment. We need to get to 217 in order to be able to say that Donald Trump has indeed gone down in history as the first president to be impeached twice. The precise moment when that happens may still be a few minutes away, but that it is going to happen is an absolute inevitability, because the Democrats, of course, control a majority in the House of Representatives, and that means that they have been able throughout this day and the couple of days leading up to it, as they've prepared the case to impeach President Trump, they've been absolutely assured that this impeachment was not only going to move at a lightning pace, as it has done over the course of the last few hours, but that they could be absolutely sure that when it was over, President Trump would indeed be impeached. That doesn't mean, just to underscore, that he has to leave office. That would only come after a trial in the Senate, which is not immediately going to take place. That was made clear earlier by Mitch McConnell, the current Senate Majority Leader. It looks like it's going to fall to Charles Schumer, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, who, of course, is a Democrat, control in the Senate, changing hands very soon. It will fall to him to decide, I think, how quickly or how slowly to pursue Donald Trump's trial in the Senate. If he is ultimately convicted in the Senate, then that means that he would be banned from seeking elected office in the United States in the future. By the time, of course, the conviction occurs, he will have left office, but no dreams of 2024 and another run for office for President Trump under those circumstances. They are still tabulating the votes, maybe a few minutes more before we can officially say this is over. But to all intents and purposes, Ian, it is over.
And a little bit of breaking news on what happened this time last week. The American Olympic gold medalist swimmer, Clete Keller, has been charged by federal authorities for his role in the riot in DC last week. Well, that's quite interesting. Simon, we'll come back to you in a few minutes' time. Archie, thank you very much indeed for your call. We have breaking news, which is that Donald Trump has been impeached by the House of Representatives. Simon Marks will tell us the latest.
It has happened, Ian. They are tabulating the final results, but we've passed the 217 votes needed to impeach Donald Trump. At the moment, there are 222 in favour of impeachment, including 10 Republicans who have crossed the aisle to back this effort by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives and Democrats to vote for impeachment. There are just seven Republicans left to cast their ballots and seven Democrats. You can hear in the background a bit of parliamentary business taking place on the floor of the House of Representatives as these votes are tabulated. But this is a moment in history. For the very first time, an American president, Donald Trump, has been impeached twice in the House of Representatives. The first time, of course, over a year ago, when he was later acquitted at a trial in the Senate regarding that very imperfect telephone call that he made to the president of Ukraine. This time in connection with the violent insurrection, the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol 1 week ago tonight that left five people dead on Capitol Hill and America's Democratic reputation badly bruised all over the world. That led to this lightning move by the Democrats to impeach Donald Trump again, this time backed so far by 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives. There's still a possibility that one or two more may join the effort to express their fury over the president's activities, inciting that riot as he did last Wednesday morning at the Save America rally and instructing his supporters to march to Capitol Hill, where they then engaged in acts of violent frenzy, the detail of which law enforcement officials said yesterday will shock Americans once all the details are placed into the public domain. We heard from a member of the Democratic leadership, Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland, just a few minutes ago. He says there will be very swift moves once this vote is final to transmit the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate, where Donald Trump should be going on trial. It will fall then to the majority leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, a Republican, to decide what to do. We already know that he's decided he's not going to call the Senate into immediate session. He doesn't believe there is time enough for the trial to occur before Joe Biden swearing in next Wednesday. But there is the possibility, the distinct possibility, that Donald Trump, out of office, goes on trial in the Senate, where Democrats will hope to secure a two-thirds majority for conviction that would then, and many Republicans would love to see this day as well, render Donald Trump unable ever again to run for public office. We should just underscore the historic nature of this moment in Washington as the last votes are counted, but we already know Donald Trump has been impeached in the House of Representatives for a second time, and shockingly for many Republicans all over the country, 10 Republicans have crossed the aisle to join that effort. They are backing Donald Trump's impeachment on Capitol Hill, an indication of the splits and the fissures within Republican Party politics that raise massive questions about how the party is going to overcome the damage that President Trump has wrought, not just to the United States writ large, but very specifically to the Republican Party, now split asunder over this issue of whether to continue backing Donald Trump, a president who last week incited a mob of violent conspiracy theorists to invade the building where, to some extent right now, his fate is being sealed.
Now, voting, I think, has finished. 229 to 197 is the final count, I think. As you say, 10 Republicans voting to impeach the president. What do you think that, what impact do you think that will have on the Senate? Because, of course, in the Senate, there needs to be a two-thirds majority. So 17 Republican senators need to switch sides. Now, given that only 10 Republican congressmen have done so, do you think that it's unlikely, therefore, that there will be enough senators to do so?
The reality is that if it gets to a trial in the Senate, that is going to depend, by the time it occurs, on the mood, I think, of the Republican leadership in the Senate. They will be in the minority by then. The Democrats will still need to secure the support of 17 senators. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion that people like Mitt Romney will cross the aisle and vote to convict. But a key question in all of that will be, what does Mitch McConnell choose to do? And he said today in a message transmitted to Republican senators that he hasn't made his mind up yet about how he would vote. Now, that's pretty stunning because it suggests he hasn't made his mind up to support President Trump and to vote for an acquittal. So I think were Mitch McConnell to indicate that he was going to vote to convict President Trump, that would have an influence over some other members in the Senate who would feel that he was providing them with the political cover they needed to get out and vote to convict President Trump. But, you know, I think a lot is going to hinge on the events of the next few days, the manner of President Trump's final departure. We don't know exactly when it's going to come from the White House. What is the manner of his demeanor going to be over the course of the next several days? How is he going to react to this impeachment in the House of Representatives? I mean, one of the reasons that Republicans feel so much fury towards him at the moment is that he's so totally unpredictable. And at precisely the moment yesterday, for example, when they really wanted him to talk to camera and to tell his violent supporters to pack it in and stand down all over the country, he didn't do it. And so they realize that they're working with a political time bomb on their hands, and also working with someone who just doesn't seem constrained in any way by what's taking place on Capitol Hill. He will shrug this impeachment off as he did the first one. He described the threat of it yesterday as a further example of the greatest political witch hunt of all time. So he doesn't march to a political drumbeat. And that, of course, is why so many of his supporters continue to tie themselves firmly to him. We're now at 231 votes in favour of impeachment, 197 against, 10 Republicans backing the Democrats in advancing that impeachment. Normally, the White House Chief of Staff would deliver the news to President Trump, but I'm absolutely sure he's glued to the television inside the West Wing.
Well, I wonder whether we'll hear from President Trump a little bit later. We are expected to hear from Nancy Pelosi in a few moments' time. We'll come back to you then, Simon. Thank you very much indeed.